do the fourth paragraph in Kibbutz Avim, and the second from the last. So, depending which way you go, left or right, you'll find the place. Vamru, Chazal say, Adam Bali Olam, Bas Shais Bali Yachrav. Adam came to the world, and he had a son named Chase. Amalei the Chase, Avayda Savicha, Yezanoi, Mephardasai, Mechalkalai. They told Chase, take care of your father. I don't know who told Chase. Chase was Adam Rishon's son. The only brother he had was Kayan. So I'm not sure who told Chase that take care of your dad. Bas Shais Bali Olam, Bas Enesh Bali Yachrav. Amalei El Enesh, Avayda Savicha. Take care of him. So then he told Enosh, you have a grandfather, the Zeda. Take care of the Zeda. I'm not chayev to take care of my Zeda. I'm chayev to take care of my father. This is a ton of the Ben Liyahu, which I never knew before. I read Talmud Yeshua once before, but I don't remember, so it's all new to me. So Nayach took care of his grandfather, who was Mishu Selach. All his grandparents, great-grandparents, because they all lived very long. So he overlapped a whole bunch of them. That's what made him a tzaddik. The fact that he took care of his grandparents. The main thing is not the food that you give him. Notice the gam. Also to do it in an honorable way. He should have, what was the word we used for Nachas Ruach?
Source of contentment.
Source of contentment from him, right. V'yishma b'kayla l'chala shiyaymar. K'maysam b'kdush l'amad aleph, yesh machul ova b'pisayni, he feeds his father's very precious birds, expensive birds, b'toyed him in Olam, and that gets him kicked out of Olam Haba. V'yesh matchina b'rechayim, there's some that put their father to work, m'vi l'chayim l'maba, ayin shab b'rashi. Rashi says, a guy used to give his father the most fancy foods. His father said, how can you afford it? He said, just eat, old man. Don't worry about where I get my money. But the Gemara, that guy had it straight to get him, even though he fed his father the fanciest food. And the next person, they drafted his father to go work for the king. So he told his father, take over my job at the mill. I'll go work for the king, because you never know what the king will want you to do. So he put his father to work, and because he put his father to work, he gets Olam Haba. Because if not, his father would have ended up working for the king. Klolus Shadavar, Koma Shabon of Adam Raita Shabon of Yasalai, Yasahu Lairav. Everything a person wants that he should, that his kid should do for him, he should do for his parents. Uksibi Yermiya Gabi Yanada Ben Rechav, Shativa is Bonav Shlayishlu Yayim, Layivnu Bayis, Layitu Kerem. He told his kids not to drink wine, not to build houses, not to plant vineyards. Chenasu. I guess these are the people that knew, he knew the Korban was coming. Told his kids, don't bother. We're not staying here that long. Don't invest. You listen to all his commands. Right? There'll always be a descendant of his standing in front of me all the days. They were Sanhedrin members. The bris that Hashem made with David HaMelech that his kids will be kings is al tanai. If they don't listen, they'll get hurt with rods. There was no condition. There are times you're not going to listen to your parents. Chazayinish enumerates them in Eben Ezer Kuf Memches Ores the daf on the days, Taisus the Ramascha of Yehuda. Hashem is Baruch Nishmereini, Mikol Avera of the Ovein, should watch us from all Avera's sins. Okay, the recording is on, I believe. We'll find out in a second. Okay. Recording is on, and we can proceed. We are on Amid Beis. Where the Gemara just said that the pasuk by a woman having a relationship that we used to say that only a 3-year-old is considered to be a legabe becoming tameh is not the main drasha. That's an asmachta. Because in the pasuk you don't see the age 3, right, from the extra verb. So what is it for? To say that only a man is only chaya for white, not for red. That's what we said. So we're up to the first line on top. Because once we started darshaning v'isha, we are darshaning already 2 v'ishas, 2 vavs. One vav was by nida to say that a one day old can become a nida, and the second vav was by relationship that we darshaned because it says the word shechvazera there, that a man is only chayev for shechvazera, white, not for red. That's what we learned over there. Right? Even though the pasuk is really not talking about a tumah of a man, it's talking about that a woman becomes tamei through tashmish, right, they're like a Balkari, but Bibald is an extra pasuk, and it says the word Shechvazera, so that's what we use it for. We are in the top line, Vahadatanya, Isha, Ein li ela Isha. This is written by Zava, okay? This is not Nida. Again, the word Zivus in the Torah can be used as a verb or as a noun. As a verb, it means flow. Flow can be anything. It can be from a man, it can be from a lady, it can be at the time of a period, it can be not at the time of a period. It's a verb, right? Masha'inkeid, the noun Zava is used for a certain period of a month that a woman becomes a certain type of tuma. And it's 3 days in a row, and then she's called a Zava. She has the noun that came from the verb. It's just what thing is. I think, again, this is what I'm going to say now, is my own svara, so take it or leave it, do whatever you want with it, is that in the Lashon Kodesh language, we find constantly that the main part of something has the name as the whole. Banim are children, banim are sons. I know ladies don't like to hear that, but that's fact. Banim are children and banim are sons because the sons are the main children. Shabbos is a week, Shabbos is Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the main part of the week, right? Cheresh is deaf-mute. Cheresh is deaf. Because Cheresh, deaf, is the main part of a deaf-mute. We find that throughout Lashon Kodesh. Zava is the one that flow impacted the most. Right? Of all the people that flow, well, the truth is by a lady, by a man, it's called a Zav. But all, he also flowed. Anybody that the flow impacted the most gets the noun of the verb flowing. So the woman who flows and has the greatest impact of 7 clean days, as opposed to Nida doesn't have 7 clean days, and the man needs 7 clean days, as opposed to Valkyrie that doesn't need 7 clean days, so they get the noun created from the verb of Zava. That's my theory. Take it, leave it. I don't, that doesn't make a difference from Shat Ligamara. What? Zava, yeah, more than a man does, because a man only brings it. And they're completely different halachas. A Zav has 2 flows. He's a Zav for 7 days. 2 flows, either on 1 day or in 2 days. He's a Zav for 7 days and no carbon. So he has 3 flows over 1, 2, or 3 days. He brings a carbon. A woman has to flow 3 days, and then she brings a carbon. And if she only flows 2 days, she's a Shemar Shayim. She doesn't even have to keep 7 days. So they have totally different halachas, which we will discuss later in the Masechta. Does the Gemara write about the Tanya Isha? Ein li ela Isha can be a Zava. Bas yud jamim leziva minayan. How about a 10-day-old? Now again, before a 10-day-old, it is impossible for a woman to be a Zava, because to be a Zava, she has to have a nidus first. So if a baby has a discharge at day 1, she becomes a nidus for 7 days, and day 8, I'm sorry, then she has to see 3 days in a row to become a Zava, which means day 8, day 9, then 10. So how do I know a 10-day-old can become a Zava? Tamid Lema V'isha. the extra God. Frekta Gemar Lomeli, Ligma Menida. Why don't I say, since an Ida can be one day, automatically it follows that a Zava can be day 10? Why do I need a special pasuk for Zivas? But the Gemar Tzricha, no, I need a special pasuk for Zivas. The Ikas of Rahman and Benida, have I mean an Ida Mishamachi Hachazoi Chad Yoima, Mina Lumet of Zion? Neither is stricter in the sense that if a woman just sees once, she has to keep 7 days of Tumah, regardless if she sees more than once or not. Avol Zava, Dichazoi Chad Yoima, she only sees one day, Mishamari Shem Keneged Yoim Sagila, only has to keep 1 day instead of the 1 day she saw. She has to keep 1 day of Tara. Hey, Malai, maybe Zivus is not as strict as Nidus and doesn't apply to a little girl. Tzricha, that's why I need a pasuk to tell me, no, a 10-day-old girl can become a Zav. Rashi. Zot Rashi. Vahadetanya. It's about 10 lands down the narrow line. And then the pasuk continues, and not during the time of Nidus. That's how we learn now 3 days. It's impossible to be a Zava with less than 10 days. Like we will learn in the last Sugya Nida with the talk about Nidus and Zavas. Even the Basya Mecha, the time of Benida, since we learned from a pasuk that a 1-day-old can become a Nida, Bas Yud Nami Matama Beziva. So why shouldn't it follow that a 10-day-old is Matama Beziva? The Ein Ziva Beloi Nida, Shein El Achanidas. Isn't Ziva, not a continuation in the sense that it's always, but it continues the process of a woman. So she's already began the process, this girl. Why doesn't she automatically continue the process? And the answer is,
Rabbi, I don't understand it. Tzricha.
I can't hear you.
I don't understand why it's necessary.
Because you could say that a 1-day-old becomes a Nida and a 10-day-old does not become a Zava. Neither is stricter. It becomes Tummy for 7 days with one discharge. A Zava has to discharge over 3 days. Who says that applies to a little girl? Why is it automatic? So the pasuk had to tell me, no, that a little girl is susceptible to zivus. Frak the Gemara, so we lift the Rachmana b'zava b'lay b'ayim anida. So just write it by zava, and I would figure out anida, but you can't be a zava without being anida. So automatically, if a girl can become a zava at 10 days old, she has to have been anida before. So by writing zivus, you're including nidus. Because a woman can't become a Zava without being a Nida first. So obviously, she's going to be a Nida before a Zava. So if you tell me that a young girl can become a Zava, you automatically tell me that a young girl can become a Nida. It's included. It's a package. Zog de Gemara, you're right. Enochinami. Ataka don't need a pasuk for Nida. I can learn now that a 1-day-old can become a Nida from the fact that a little girl can become a Zava. Now remember, without the Torah saying age, automatically the ribui goes back to the day of birth. That is an automatic. The Torah never said 10 days, the Torah never said a year, the Torah never said 3 years, the Torah never said 5 years. The Torah said a woman, and then it said vav to include somebody that's not an adult. Now what age? All the way back. Now, zava can't be all the way back because you have to be a nida first. So the earliest a woman can be a zava is 10 days. But that's only because of Nidus. And that's only because you can't be a Zava without being a Nida. So by saying that a girl can become a Zava, you're automatically saying she'll become a Nida. So why do I need a pasuk by Nida if I have a pasuk by Zava? And for the Gemara, Lemute Ishmi Aydam. You're right. The Vav by Nida is to say that a man is not chayiv in a red discharge. Now, we just said that we learned that out from the pasuk of Yishuk Yishuk Yishai Shishuk Mazera, that a man is not chayav in a red discharge. Frank the Gemara, you already included it once. How many times do you have to exclude a man from red? You did it from the pasuk of Nida now, and then you did it yesterday's Gemara from the pasuk of Yishuk Yishuk Yishai Shishuk Mazera. Zok the Gemara, chad lemute mishichle zera, the chad lemute midam. There are two kinds of discharges that a man can have that's red. One is blood, and one is red semen. One pasuk says that if a man discharges blood, he's not tameh. That's one miyat. The second miyat says, even if it is semen, but if it's a red semen, he's not tameh. That's a chiddush, that's a bigger chiddush. It's the same item that comes out in white. For whatever reason, it came out red. It's not matame. That's what the Xeris HaKosov said. And that's why I need two miyutim. If I only had one, I would exclude blood. Because a woman gets tummy from blood, so I would say a man does not become tummy from blood. But I would not say the red semen is not tummy. Comes along the second miyut and says red semen. Dr. Rashi, Ligman Menida. Even the Bashay Mecha Batame Benida, Bas Yud Nami Batame Beziva. The Ain Ziva Beloy Nida. If you tell me she can become a Zava at an age, automatically she has to become a Nida 7 days before. Shein Alacha Nidas. Velen Kro, Beisha the Simga Benida Lamali. So why does the Pasuk write by Nida? Lemute Ishmi Aydam. The Achim Asma. Isha Matame Benida, Beloy Ish. A man is not Matame with red blood. Vami Atalel. Didn't you exclude it from the other Pasuk, Beisha Ki Ishi Bisha Isha Shikla Zera? Dr. Gemara, Chad Lem Ute, Mishikla Zera, Vami Atalel, Chad Lem Ute Mishikla Zera, Adam, Red Shikla Zera, Imira Shikla Zera, Adam. If he sees red semen. Yes, Doctor.
The red semen is called hematospermia. It's usually from the rupture of a blood vessel in the prostate. It is completely benign and is something which scares the heck out of anybody who has it and they come running to a doctor immediately afterwards.
Okay. That was the word that was on the tip of my tongue that I didn't use, which I can't even repeat now. But it doesn't make a difference to me. Yes. Well, I call it red shikla zera. That's what the Gemara calls it, not hypothermia or whatever it is.
Hematospermia.
Hematospermia, exactly.
The other thing is you mentioned by Lashon HaKodesh, the use of the part to describe the whole, it's called a metonymy, but it's in most languages, for instance, in English, a day can either mean 24
yes.
hours.
By the way, in Lashon HaKodesh also, yom is day, yom is one day, part of the day, yes. True, that's another example, correct.
There are some languages
lack
of metonymy, but most
have. Okay, again, I'm just pointing out that why is Rebbe? Zava. Yes.
Why red? It's still shikla zera, so it's red. So it's not logical.
Call,
it's just based on a pasuk.
This is what we call zera sarkosis.
All right.
The answer why is shikla zera red different than shikla zera white? You couldn't hear the doctor, right? Because it comes from the prostate. That's hemospermia or something like that. Hematospermia, exactly. They teach that in second year of medical school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I should have made that up.
Actually, second year is more clinical. They teach it
first year. I'm sorry. Right. It doesn't make a difference. It's Xavier's Arcosta. That's how I explain it. It is Shikwazera, and it's red, and the Torah says it's not Matame. Why is Shikwazera Matame? Because that's what the Rabbi Shem said. The same rabbi or something that said it's matami in white said it's not matami in red. That's all. But it is. It's a miyut from the word. It's a miyut.
You can make an argument.
I'm sorry?
You can make a logic. In your shikh vizeri, a potential life which is wasted, so it's some egg. But so if you have potential,
see, this
it's a little
is where,
red.
This is the danger. I'm not saying not to do
reason.
It. But this is the danger
right.
When people say that everything has to make logic. This is the danger, right? They understand the reason of something, and therefore they take the reason and make halacha based on the reason. The Torah never said that shikla zera is metame because it's a wasted life. That's a svara that mefarshim say. It's true. But that can't be the basis of the halacha. The halacha is the pasuk. And then, if you want to say shot in the pussy, it's wonderful. It makes people sleep easier at night. I get it. It's good. We like the Chinuch wrote a whole sefer saying time mitzvah. Right? But halacha is based on what's on the written, on the, once upon oral word, but now it's written word. What the Shulchan Aruch says, what the Rambam says, what the Rishonim say, that's what halacha is based on. Now, svaros are great, but they're not basing the halacha on the svaros. You're right. The svarim do say that Shechvah Zeri is matame because it's wasted, a wasted baby. Right. But again, at the same time, the same Torah said that red is not matame. It's a Zeri Tarkasov.
When you said that only men have Shechvah Zeri,
that's how God made it. Why did the Rabbi Shem make man, man, and woman, woman? Because that's what he created.
Without the woman,
there
would be no baby.
Yeah, why did the Rabbi Shem do that? He could have had babies grow out of the ground.
Is that saying that the Zera is what contains the baby rather than...
Again, let's come back again. Here we go again. Why doesn't babies grow out of the ground? Why do they have to be produced by parents? The Chinuch asked the question, by the way.
And they have to learn things.
Whatever the answer is, because the Rabbi Shem made it that way. The Rabbi Shem could have made everything happen. He's a kol yachol. It didn't have to be that way. He wanted it that way.
And is that's a deraisa?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, that's not the point here now. We're talking now in Kamah. That's all we're interested in now. Yes?
Side point on what Moshe said. The idea that the male seed contained the embryo in toto and the woman provided simply fertile ground to nourish it was common in classical times, going through the medieval times. So when Leeuwenhoek, who invented the microscope, first looked at sperm, he saw a little homunculi in the head.
Okay, this is a button swar. I'm also, so I'm not going to get there. We'll leave it alone. You know what I mean? I try to keep my feet on the ground. We are talking to Matara now, and that's where we remain. Right. Don't think of my advice, sir. The Chaylin in Scharim, the same thing is true by males. The Tanya we learned ish. Matam Rebbeimer ish, talking about Zav. A one-day-old child that discharges zivus is tamei bezivus. I don't need the vav for that. Why? He holds. I didn't finish that. I didn't say enough to ask a question. He holds that the Torah hazav esav lezachar v'lakeva. Why did the Torah say hazav esav lezachar v'lakeva? We learned parsha zav and parsha zava. The Torah sums it up in conclusion. The Torah doesn't usually write in conclusion. Why did the Torah write it? To tell me any age male and any age female. That's what he darshens in the word. The fact that the Torah said, "Azav esav lezachar v'lakeva," to tell me any age male, any age female. Yes. I cannot hear what you just said.
The other one darshens from ish.
Yes. Correct. Chain matam v'leima ish. The Torah kolashim b'nei adam. He holds there's no drasha from the second ish. This is add this to the list of complicated things in Shas. Where you have many mandiyamrim use that word, dibetayra kolash b'nei adam. And in other places, they do darshan it, and they don't say dibetayra kolash b'nei adam. Tysus, in a few places in Shas, has a whole list of mandiyamrim that do that. Here they say dibetayra kolash b'nei adam, and in the next piece, or in another piece of Gemara, they argue on dibetayra kolash b'nei adam. And Tysus says, I don't remember the number, of tanoim that do this. So why sometimes yes, sometimes not? There's a long time since he tries to answer it. I don't know if at the end of the day he has a answer that satisfies himself. I don't know. But this is one of the problems. Here you have Rabbi Shmuel ben Yechiel ben Yechiel ben Breika saying that ish is not a drasha. Question is, throughout Shabbat, he has a drasha. Tysus here doesn't talk about it. In other places, Tysus goes through Shas and brings many Mandi Amrim that sometimes say it and sometimes don't. With the Gemara never establishing why. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Velikra. did that already. Bechayni Yitzchar Marbi Yemechad. Ish Ishki is up. Ish Einili Ish. Ishki said to Menashek with Zerah. Period. Now, the Gemara does not say, what Rabbi Shmuel ben Yisrael ben Yechonin does with the vavs. Meaning, the Gemara does not address. The Gemara asks, why doesn't the other man, the Amar Darshan, ish, right? But it doesn't answer what Rabbi Shmuel ben Yisrael ben Yechonin, who doesn't need the vavs, does with Ve'isha by Nida, Ve'isha by Zava. Well, it could be by, yes.
No, I think he says Vloid Tzarek means I already learned it. What he says Vloid Tzarek?
I don't need the vav for that. I have a simpler drasha. A vav is a drasha, but it's a drasha like an extra letter tells me an extra halacha. If I have a beferish apostolic, I don't need a vav. To him, Lazakar and Arkeva says it beferish. Any male, any female. So it doesn't go back to that. At least I don't remember the Gemara going back to that. I prepared, but sometimes I can forget two lines later. Frank the Gemara. Alma Kimarbi Kra Benjamin Mechad Marbi. But what we see from the Sugya, whether you learn it from Ishish, especially if you learn it from Ishish, if you learn it from Ishish, we take the second Ish, includes a one-day-old, according to the first Tana. We got a problem. We're a minu. I'll ask you a contradiction. Ish. This is another pasuk that says ish. It says it by a relationship. I don't have the pasuk in front of me. I don't have a Isbahad Gemara that brings the psukim on the side. Sometimes Archko does, sometimes he doesn't. This is written, I think, by the pasuk. Ish Yokish Ishkat Ish Isa Shechvazera. I think it's the ish. Okay, ish, thank you.
It's one ish.
One ish, right. So there the Brisa says, Eli Eli Ish, Talmud Ben Teisha Shana B'Yemecha Minayin. How do I know a nine-year-old? No, that's not the, this is the pasuk of Ben Teisha, is the ish of Kiseita Menashek Mazera? What letter is by this pasuk?
Dalet.
And what does it say in Dalet?
Ishti, Eitzei, Memenesh, Kozera, Duratzvan, Bamein, Omisore, Etame, Ador.
Okay, yes, you're right. Okay, you're right, because that is the pasuk. So how do I know a nine-day-old is Metame, Beshif, Mazera? Tamad Leima, Ve'ish. Now, is it nine or is it one day? You used Ish to tell me one day. And here you're using Ve'ish to tell me 9 days, 9 years old. Now, one of them, let's be clear. The one-day-old was Zivus. The nine-year-old is Shikvazera. They're different. It's a different texture. Zivus is one texture. Shikvazera is a different one. And we're saying now that a nine-year-old is Matame B'Shikvazera, not younger. And we're learning it out from the word Ve'ish. Now, make up your mind. Are we going, why nine? Why are we going back to nine one place and to one day the other place? Where do you see a difference? It's drushes.
It's not dependent on
Shiva. No.
It could be prior.
Yeah, nothing to do with each other. It's not like a woman that has to be a Nida. By a woman, the blood is the blood, the blood is the blood. By a man, it's two separate different types of discharge.
You could have a
Zav without ever having carry.
Correct.
Dr. Gemara, Marava, Hilkas, and Ninu, Vasmachinu, Akura, Baranakroi. You're right. The pasuk means one thing. The other one is Halacha Lamaisha Mitzinai. And we just use the Pasuk as an extra. Which one is the Pashim Shat in the Pasuk? And which one is Halacha Lamaisha Mitzinai? Are you going to say the one-day-old is Halacha Lamaisha Mitzinai? And the nine-year-old is Pashim Shat in the Pasuk? Cross stomachs, if it doesn't say an age of nine. Where do you get nine? Ella? Then Teshuvah of Yemechad Hilchasa. Nine is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Then Yemechad is Kra. So Eilachinami, we don't learn that from Ve'ish, a nine-year-old. Nine-year-old comes from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. We use Ve'ish like yesterday. We used Ve'isha for something that we knew from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, a three-year-old. by a woman. By a man, we have a local of Maisha Metzina that's not Shechva Zera till 9. The Ribui will tell me one day, the local of Maisha Metzina tells me 9. So what do we do with the V'ish? Frank the Gemara, the Kimata, the Hilkasi, Kral Amali. So why does it say V'ish? The Mute Isha Milaifen. That if a woman has a white discharge, she's not Tamei. It has to be red. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Ish ishki is up. Ish ain't li al ish. Ishki say to me menu shikwazera. How can I make you see the max the hook is the crawl amali? But ben tisha the shikwazera come harder. We're saying, what are you doing with the ones by the pussy that we use for a 9-year-old? And the answer is to tell me a woman not a red discharge. So let's go through the psukim that we have. We have the pasuk of Ve'isha ki that sees nidus. It says the vav there. That vav is to include a 1-day-old. We have a pasuk that says Ve'isha by Zava. That's to include. I'm sorry. The Maskana de Gemara. We'll start with the one by Zava. Ve'isha that becomes a Zava. The extra vav is to say that a young girl can become a Zava. That automatically tells me that that young girl was a Nida. But she can't be a Zava unless she becomes a Nida. So automatically that told me that a young girl can be a Nida. The same pasuk that told me a young girl can be a Zava tells me that a young girl can be a Nida. So I have an extra Vav by Nida, which I don't need. Which the brides they use, but I don't need it anymore. So that's to tell me that a man is not Tamei by blood. The extra vav by Nida is to exclude a man from a discharge of blood. So again, I have 2 Ve'ishas. 1 Ve'isha, there's more, but the 2 we start off. 1 by Zava, that's to tell me a young girl can be a Zava. Automatically, that tells me that a young girl can be a Nida. Because you can't be a Zava without being a Nida.
The vav includes her?
The vav of Ve'isha by Zava includes any age woman, girl. Which automatically tells me that a girl can become a Nida. So that leaves me with a vav extra by Nida. And that I exclude red discharge by a man, red blood.
That's what he asked with the Krishut. That's
yesterday.
One vav
is
for include.
That's of course. We're not getting involved in that now. I don't have an answer. Now, then we have a one Be'isha by Kishis when a man lives with her, that she becomes Tamei. There's an extra vav there too. That's to exclude red semen. So we have 3 Ve'ishas. One is to tell me a Zav of any age. One is to tell me, 2 are to tell me that men are not Metami with red. One to tell me they're not Metami with red blood, and one to tell me they're not Metami with red semen. Those are the 3 Ve'ishas. Then I have Ve'ish by... I'm sorry, I have ish by a man. That's to tell me that any aged man can be a Zav. No question. Another man, the other says, I don't need it, because Dibbertayr, and we don't darshan anything from the second ish. So either I know that a man can become a Zav from Blazachar Lamakeva, or I know it from ish. But then it says, the ish that has Shechva Zera. So what is the ish telling me? So the Gemara thought it's telling me a 9-year-old, but it can't be telling me a 9-year-old because the pasuk didn't say 9 years old. So that's how Lachal Ma'ish Mitzinai. So what do I learn now from the ish? That only a man is metame with white, not a woman. A woman has a white discharge is not metame. Now, at the end of the day, is Lachal Ma'ish Mitzinai that a girl is not tame from bia till 3, and a man can't have Shechva Zera till 9. Which also tells me that if an 8-year-old lives with a girl, it's not called the Bia. It's not called the Bia. She's not capable of Bia. It's the same thing, but she doesn't have Shechva Zera. Yes, that's what the Gemara says. I don't know if it's the same. That's the halacha.
That's what we learned here?
No, but that follows. But we didn't mention it. Now the Gemara has one left problem left. And that is, why do I need to tell me that Scharim not in red and the cave is not in white? Why don't they follow? If I say one, wouldn't I know the other? If the Torah told me man can't be tummy with red, doesn't that tell me woman can't be tummy in white? If the Torah told me woman can't be tummy with white, wouldn't that tell me man is not tummy by red? So the Gemara Tzricha. I need both. So why does it write it by men and why does it write it by ladies? Yes. I would say, here we go. Now, here the Gemara is going to teach us new halachas. You're lucky I wrote the test before I taught this Gemara. It's going to teach me new halachas. The new halachas are as follows. A man is metamei, becomes a zav, if he sees two times, whether he sees it in one day or 2 days. And there's two levels of zav by a man. The zav of two, the zav of three. The zav of two needs 7 clean days. The zav of three needs 7 clean days plus carbon. But that three or two can be in 1 day. I don't care how many days it is. It's either in one or two or one and three. That's the halacha by zav. A woman is only tamei if she sees 3 consecutive days. If she sees 1 day, a whole day, she's not a zav. That's Shemeres Yai. A man has to see twice. I don't care whether it's in 1 day or 2 days. And the zav that sees
one.
3 times, 1 second. And the zav that sees 3 times, either in 1 day or 2 days or 3 days.
3 times in 1 day makes him a zav.
Zav makes him a zav that needs a carbon. Correct. Yes, doctor.
What is it? What's a male 1 day? One discharge.
Same halacha as a balkari. Same halacha as a balkari. Now he has to go to the mikvah like a balkari does. So now, if it would only say that men are metamei, I said, why do you have to exclude the nayam? The question is not why do we have to exclude the opposite text color. That's not the question. The question is, why do we have to include a one-day-old by Zav and by Zava? Once you say that a girl is a Zav at 1 day old, why doesn't it follow that a man is a Zav at 1 day old? Or once you tell me a Zav is a man at 1 day old, why doesn't that tell me that a woman is a Zava as soon as she can become a Zava? That's the question of the Gemara. My mistake. Delete. So, what? What?
Did you have a question on the test?
What did I say?
Without
any
colors.
What?
Why is there a mute by men
and
women for the opposite color?
My mistake. I prepared wrong.
Okay.
It's why is there a halacha by men and women by that their tummy at 1 day? We changed that. See, that's what happened. My mistake? That's why I said I hadn't caught it yet. Zog the Gemara. So lomili lemichtim in a zecharim, but lomili lemichtim in a kevis. Trichi. The ikat of Rachmana b'zecharim. If the title would say a 1 day old boy is tummy as a zecharim, which in the Matani Berias Kabiyamim, a man is more chomer. He doesn't have to see over 3 days or over 2 days. He can do it all in 1 day. Rias means separate discharges as much as days. He doesn't need days. He needs discharges. Avon Ikevas, the loy Matani Berias Kabiyamim, a woman can have multiple discharges in 1 day and she's a Shemeres Yai, a Malai. That's why it has to include a 1 day old by her. Because of Bechana Minikavis, a girl is a Zava regardless of what triggered the flow. I will be Scharim, the Loy Matamu Ba'inus, a Maloy Tricha. The halacha is by a man, by the second Ria. We ask him 7 questions to find out whether that was caused naturally. Or did he do something that caused it? And if he did one of those 7 things, he's not a Zav. Not a Zav. A Zav has to be natural. By the second Ria, which makes him a Zav, we ask 7 questions. And if he answers yes to any of those 7 questions, he's not a Zav. A Zava, I don't care what the cause of her blood was. By a Zav, I'm very interested in whether he caused it or whether it was natural. So that's a chumra by zav over zav. Man doesn't become a zav every time he has two discharges. It's only if the second one was natural. So therefore, we would think that a zav is coming up one day or 10 days, but a zav is not. That's why they have to write it by Tzcharim and write it by Nekev. Is this the last question of the test? Good, I'm happy, yes.
So, as has been stated numerous times, the difference between Tzivus and semen is a different substance.
Right.
Now, these seven things which can cause an emission of Tzivus, are they things which are erotic?
You want to know? I don't remember all, but I remember some of them. Mako, did he eat certain foods that can cause it? Mishta, he drank drinks that might cause it. Carrying heavy weights, jumping. Macho, Macho, Mishta, Kvitsa, Masa.
What?
Bakali, illness. Mara, he saw something he shouldn't have looked at. What? Right, he saw a Kai knife having a relationship, something that could trigger it, and Hirur. His thoughts can trigger it.
So it's not all of them. The others, I mean, why? The question itself, as has been stated, these are different substances. Why would I a priori assume that the proof of a male to a female or a female to a male?
I don't have a good answer for that.
What
pasuk we darshan? But we darshan pasukim. The vav of the ish by zav told us even a one day old, except one Monday ish. And the other Monday I'm going to learn to have mezacher. And by isha, we darshan from the isha, even a 10 day old can be a zava. Right? We had two pasukim for this. Why do we need two? And the answer is because one wouldn't tell me the other. Change question 10. Anybody that got the test has to get a new one.
What's the thing? How do you ask the questions to a one-day-old? Do you ask the parent? I mean, what is the...
That's a good question.
How do you determine it?
Well, a one-day-old can't have hirur, and he can't have mara,
right.
And he can't have kvitsa, and he can't have masoi. And macho mishne is only drinking mother's milk. Right? So the only one he might have is chayli. There's no seven questions to ask him. For two reasons. He also can't answer them.
Hasn't anyone here ever looked at an infant and said, why did you do that?
But Chayli is the only one. The other ones are not together. He eats one food, drinks one drink, same thing. He has no Mara, no Hira, no Masa, no Kvitsa. The only one he can have is Chayli. And Eichanami, maybe if he's sick, Itaka doesn't become his own. I mean, the parents can answer that question. Is he sick? Yeah, fever. Rashi. Lomeli lemichta b'schar b'ishish l'rabbis katan ben yoymai. V'lomeli lemichta b'nekevet v'isha l'rabbis b'ashe mechel l'nidu b'ashe udu ziva. Why do we have to do that? Berias can be yamen ben shirai gimu b'yaymecha ben shirai shloish b'shar shem b'tzufim. Either 3 in 1 day or 3 in 3 days. Tavi zav. Yavinim b'bamakam b'periketzad. I just want to point out, you can become a zav with two. Rashi says 3 because that's what makes the complete zav with carbon. V'zachar ma'akeva ma'akeva b'yamim. Avzachar b'yamim. That's how it seems. Okay, Rashi's teaching you a Gemara that's going to be later on. Actually, it's above. Meaning like this. The pasuk by zav doesn't talk about days. The pasuk by zav talks about days. So how do I know a zav can have the 3 riyas over days? Maybe it has to be the same day. So we learn it out from the Zachar and Nekeva next to each other. The juxtaposition of Azachar and Nekeva. Manakeva b'yamim, Abzachar b'yamim. Urias begupiksev, the number of Rias is said by Zachar. Manakas of Shalish v'kari Tameh, says counted 2 and called them Tameh, counted 3 and called them Tameh. Abzava, Sharas of Shalish v'yamecha v'yavizava. And this is all drushes that the Gemara brings in Bava Kam. Zav le metame v'ayinus, it's a pasuk. It has to be natural, not caused by man-made. Zava metame b'ayinus, b'hai perka, is in this perik.
And does the day separate the man so that he sees 1 on Sunday and 2 on Tuesday?
No. Not a zav.
Not a zav, because the day is separated.
Yeah. Big shaila becomes, and this is Gemara talks about multiple places, bein hashmashas. The guy sees Sunday bein hashmashas and Monday bein hashmashas. Might be nothing. Might not be a zav. It might be a 3 days. 3 over 3 days. Because he might have seen, meaning the day split it. So if he saw bein hashmashas, he might have been part Monday, part Tuesday, part Sunday, part Monday.
Counts as 2 riyas.
Counts as 2 riyas, it's over 2 days. So that's what it becomes a shayla. Is it something whether he's tamei? Is it something whether he brings a carbon? Because here's a guy that either is nothing, but you have to have two to become a zav. He might have had just one with a day between. And he might have had 3. Because he might have seen part of one day, part of the other day.
At least talking about for one. Does he need Parav Shemesh?
Yeah, he's talking about Gary. For Truma, he needs Parav Shemesh. For Hulun, he doesn't need Parav Shemesh.
Shot
that,
a man not a
zoga,
only 7 questions, he's not a
zoga. Right, if he answers yes.
Only,
that's
what
they say,
only
on. Yeah, what?
Only
on. No, if he answers yes to 7 questions, it means he brought it on himself. That's an itis. That's an itis. If it happened without the 7 things, it means Hashem made it natural.
Uh-huh.
Natural is a zoga.
Only 7 questions. Okay.
Itis means answering yes to any one of the 7 questions.
That's itis. If somebody has a hearer, that's an itis.
Again, itis means the discharge was man-made.
I thought the opposite is what he was saying.
Well, let me say it again. If a guy answers yes to any of the 7 questions, it wasn't natural. It was him doing it. You're still bothered by it.
No,
you know, I can't. I don't. It's all Rabbeinu Shlom. What am I supposed to do? I'm not the Rabbeinu Shlom. It's Rabbeinu Shlom wrote the Torah.
If he calls it, he's not as well.
Correct. The second time. Again, the third time is the Machlokes, if I remember correctly. And then Shimon Akiyam, it doesn't make a difference what causes the discharge. And one of them, one also doesn't make a difference. It's only on Riyah 2 that for sure we ask the questions. I believe 3 of 3 is a Machlokes and Megillah.
I'm also going to ask the question, but for sure, if it's onus, you do not have a carbon. It's a question whether you have to fight it.
That's what I remember. It's a Megillah there. It's a Mar Megillah.
I remember that.
Yeah, I also, I'm not clear. You might be right. I don't remember. You're probably right, but again, I don't remember.
If he says yes to Heber, by the second one, he's not Tomei?
He's a Balkari. He's not a Zev. Balkari. Yes.
I'm surprised he didn't say. He doesn't get Masriyana, but he's not a
Zohar. No, but he's a Balcheri. He's more than not getting Masriyana. Yeah, but he also doesn't probably get Masriyana. If he has it in Yom Kippur, for sure he doesn't get Masriyana.
After 25 years,
it's
still a mystery to me what the big thing about
Masriyana
is.
It's a mystery to me, too. But when I hear people bidding for it, that it's...
That's
better
from giving
a chesed to the troll. Right. 100%. You know, you just have to advertise something as a zgula and you can make a ton of money. I once saw in a sefer that the Svardim hold, I don't know if current today, but the old Svardim held, that the biggest kibbutz to get in the Yom Neroim is Sikha for Kol Nidre.
Yeah, it goes high.
They sell it. In Shabbat Shabbat, they don't sell it. The Gabbai goes over and opens the iron and takes out the Sifrei Torah.
With the rough does,
yeah. The biggest, the Svardim hold is the biggest kibbutz. They open the arm for Kol Nidre. All you have to do is leave a farsim it, and then the show makes money. That's all it is. Like all of a sudden, Psicha for Geshem they sold this year. Used to be my kibbutz. They asked me if I mind. I said, no, I don't mind, but the show makes money. So they sold it for like $1,000, the Psicha for Geshem. Good day! Wonderful. $1,000. It's a school of Panasa. You know, it's also a school of Panasa to learn, to daven. That's also a school. They should sell that also. Let me just say goodbye to everybody. Everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbat.